Hello, and welcome to another midweek message from Meyerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this is the message for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020, with the theme Advent Hope. I want to open with a scripture today, a scripture from Titus, chapter 3, verses 11 through first part of 13. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, this past Sunday, we entered into the Christian celebration of Advent. And Advent is an arrival. For the church, the celebration of the arrival of Jesus as the babe in the manger, but also an anticipation of his second advent. This past Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, we lit the first candle on the Advent wreath, the candle of hope. The other three candles represent peace or preparation, joy, and love. And the white candle in the center is the Christ candle, which we light on Christmas Eve, symbolizing the arrival of the infant Jesus. For my midweek messages in December, I'm going to focus on these four themes represented by the candles in the Advent wreath. Today, we focus on hope, something we all need during these days of a pandemic, a faltering economy, and politically divided nation. These past 9 months have been a time of testing, not just here for us, but around the world. Kathy and I have worried about our family in the Netherlands, and I saw an article this past week that said more people in Japan have died by suicide in the last 9 months than have because of the COVID virus. Well, personally, the past 9 months have been challenging and trying, for example, to figure out how to pastor a church in the midst of a pandemic when I didn't know the people and knew little about the congregation's history and traditions. Fortunately, many of you have helped a lot in that regard. But also, life itself has been challenging. I mentioned our oldest son family living in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. This past April, we were supposed to travel to visit. That didn't happen. The last time we saw our son, daughter-in-law, and grandchildren in person was in October of 2019. Even though technology has allowed us to see them online, it's not the same, and we desperately want to hug our grandchildren. As many of you know, last month, my 92-year-old mother tested positive for COVID. She lives at Londonderry Village in Palmyra and had to be moved from her regular room to the COVID care unit. Fortunately, she didn't develop any serious COVID symptoms, but the move out and then back has been harder on her than COVID. I'm sure every one of you could tell your own stories of challenges you've faced over the past 9 months. And because of some news now we're hearing about vaccines, we face the future maybe with some cautious optimism and even a little bit of hope. Hope. What is hope? What does it mean to be hopeful? Think about it for a moment. Even though we think we might know what the word hope means, I think the dictionary is always a good place to start to help clarify our thinking. And as Merriam-Webster indicates, hope is both a verb and a noun. As a verb, to hope can mean to want something to happen or to want it to be true. This time of year, a child hopes those things on their Christmas list will appear under the tree on Christmas morning. I hope Kathy and I can travel to the Netherlands in 2021. As a verb, hope can also mean to desire with the expectation of fulfillment and to expect with confidence. I hope to see my grandchildren in late summer of 2021. As a noun, Merriam-Webster says hope is a desire accompanied by the expectation of or belief in the fulfillment of that desire. Our hope is to see our grandchildren in 2021. As a noun, hope can also be someone or something on which hopes are centered. For example, Jesus is our hope. Well, in this season of anticipation, as we celebrate once more the arrival of Emmanuel, God with us, hope is one of the central themes of our celebration. Let me suggest four things about hope, which I hope you can take with you from this message. First of all, hope is patient expectation. In his letter to Titus, the Apostle Paul writes, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." And in Romans 8:13, Paul writes, "If we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." Living hopefully is living patiently and expectantly, even in days like those we're living through right now, always looking toward that blessed hope, that appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Second of all, hope is a gift. To the Thessalonians, Paul wrote, "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word." And third, the gift of hope is a person, Jesus Christ. Matthew's gospel quotes these words from Isaiah chapter 42. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or carry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name, the nations will put their hope." By his mercy and grace, God has gifted us with the hope, with hope in his gift of Jesus. And then fourth, hope and living with hope isn't natural for us. During these past 9 months, Kathy and I dealt with some periods of, I guess you would call it depression. Nothing too serious, but times when we were deeply missing our family in the Netherlands. Times when we just had to get away from the news and the TV or online because it was really getting us down. Together, we tried to work through that as we tried to focus on the gift, the hope that we have in Jesus. We needed to work on keeping a spirit of hopefulness in the midst of all that was going on. Hopefulness is something that is gained through experience. King David wrote these words in Psalm 71, verses 5 and 6. "For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth, I have relied on you." David's hope in God was something he learned from trusting God and experiencing God's goodness throughout his life. The same for us. Being hopeful is a mindset, a choice we make each day. In 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4, we read this: "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade." The gift of hope that has been given in Jesus is a living hope, one that will never perish, spoil, or fade, a hope that can sustain us through all that might come our way, something that can never be taken away from us as we live in patient expectation. Knowing this living hope is a choice we make each and every day, a choice that enables us to press on while we wait for that blessed hope. And although he doesn't mention the word hope, it was because of the hope he possessed that the Apostle Paul was able to say, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Hope is always forward-looking. Living hopefully is living with patient expectation of the good God has in store for us. In this Christmas season, I pray God may bless you with a spirit of hope. Let's pray. In this Advent season, O God, we receive your gift of hope through the gift of your Son, Jesus. As we face uncertain days, help us to keep our eyes on him while we wait for that blessed hope, Christ's appearing once more. Thank you for your amazing gift of hope. Amen. Have a blessed week. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning, either live or online, and through this message again next week. God bless.